huge fields that are just complete expanses of black. A lot of this is the grass and the shrubland. At times there are large trees that have just shattered into pieces that are lying there. You know, up on the hillside where some of the worst of the fires have come through, there are burnt out cars just abandoned at the side of the road. There are still sort of smouldering embers. There are huge expanses of hillside that where the ground is completely charred and trees have just been turned into sort of blackened matchsticks effectively. And then obviously in the middle of them, there are some houses that are no more than rubble, chimney stacks and corrugated iron. And then amazingly, some houses that have survived.
Quite a lot of actual towns have been affected, haven't they?
Throughout the Kinglake National Park, which touches over into Yarra Valley where I've been today, there are a number of either townships or just isolated properties that have been razed to the ground. And then again in the Yarra Ranges, the town of Marysville, which is a beautiful, well, it was a beautiful tourist destination, has been decimated. I've spoken to someone who was living in the neighbouring town of Narbeston, which has been pretty much flattened as well. They managed to get out of there and they had to go through Marysville to sort of get back out of the ranges. Bodies have been found sort of next to their car. People had tried to get away. People were, you know, running through the streets with just trees and houses on fire either side. And that township apparently has been completely razed to the ground. Yeah, there are a number of towns that have been completely wiped out.
And the firefight is still going on?
It's going to be going on for days. I'm sort of on the edge of the Yarra Valley now. You can still see a number of huge fires burning across a number of the hillsides. Healesville, which is one of the major towns in Yarra Valley, which is the main one of the main wine-growing regions here, they've just upped the alert there. I was there just maybe sort of 20 minutes, half an hour ago, and you could see huge plumes of smoke coming from the hillside behind.
Well, from what you say, I mean, the fire came so fast that it was actually catching people up who were trying to run away from it. What's the reason for that?
This was particularly on Saturday. I mean, I think now that the winds aren't so strong that it's not moving as fast. On Saturday, we had record temperatures across Victoria. It reached 46.4 degrees in Melbourne itself, which is the highest temperature ever recorded. It went beyond 47 in some parts of the state. And they were also getting high winds as well, at times gusting, I believe, sort of more 50, 60, maybe 70 kilometres an hour. I spoke to people today who said they sort of had some warning that there may have been a fire about 5 or 6 kilometres away. Then they were told it was a false alarm, so they went back to their house. Next thing they knew, someone rang them and said, the fire's coming up the hill. They looked outside and they said literally there was just this sort of wall of fire racing up the hill, devouring trees, and all they could do was they went to lock themselves in a studio they had, and then the room next to the studio burnt down, the wooden frame around the door caught on fire and there was flames licking in. They had no windows, so they had to just open the door and jump underneath their house. They had a sort of lower level, almost like a cellar in their house, and they locked themselves in there, and thank God the house survived, because a lot of the houses around there didn't.
And what about this suggestion that arsonists might have been involved in starting some of the fires? Is that credible?
They call them the firebugs over here, and I know there's been a number of fires burning in the Gippsland area, which is a number of hours east of, and more sort of southeast of Melbourne, and they believe they've been started by a number of arsonists over the last couple of weeks, and then when they've been putting fires out, they believe they've been restarted again. They believe some may have been started by people flicking cigarette butts from their car window, which is just obviously stupidity. But yeah, there is a suggestion, and it just beggars belief. I know the Prime Minister Kevin Rudd was interviewed about it this morning on TV, and he was speechless. You know, he basically described it as mass murderers, and there is talk that they could face murder charges. I know that the areas I've been in today, the streets where there have been houses just razed to the ground and where dead bodies have been found, they're now being closed off as crime scenes and treated as murder scenes.